Emergency podcast, emergency podcast. Hello, breaking news. Risa Tisa just dropped 50 parts of Who the Fuck Did She Marry? And I have a lot to say about it that none of you asked for. You guys, I was in the airport. I was squirming. I was twitching at the thought of all these experiences this woman endured with this crazy ass man. Okay, and I had so many talking points and no one to bounce it off of because AJ has not finished the series. So tag, you're it. Anyways, before we hop into it, hey guys, it's Bria. If you're new here, what's up? This is the Because I Love You podcast, and I'm here to tell you what a best friend should because I love you. With me hearing about the series that Risa Tisa did, there were so many moments where I felt like, wow, we need a big sister bestie bee pep talk. Like, because so many of the things that she was saying are not incredibly far from many, many of the mistakes that we make, especially as women in relationships. And I wrote down some talking points in regards to the things that I really think we should learn about. And first of all, hats off to Risa Tisa for putting her shit out there like that, because baby, there were some moments when she was looking like Boo Boo the Fool, but I will tell you this, she understands that she learned so much and grew from this. And this is what vulnerability will get you. It will get you a check, okay? And she even said it herself. She was like, I told you I'm gonna be honest, even if it makes me look bad, and that she was. She was honest through thick and thin. So I want to talk to you about the things that stuck out to me and some of the things that I felt like could have been avoided had Risa Tisa had more of a sounding board in her life to help her or snap some sense into her. Although it seems like there were points where she knew this man wouldn't shit. I want to talk about the kind of man that Legion is. Now, he's a pathological liar. The chances that you will encounter a pathological liar, a literal Legion, are slim. I'm not going to say none. I'm going to say slim. Being a pathological liar is literally like a disorder, okay? It takes quite a mastermind to be able to craft so many lies interwoven into each other and be able to like continue a narrative that it just is not true. But I think that Legion has a lot of qualities that these bum-ass men have, okay? And I'm sorry, if you're a dude listening to this, this is for the girls. If you're not a girl, scroll. This is for the girls. I can't speak to men right now because I don't date from a man's perspective. I've only been in relationships as a female, so that's where I'm talking from this perspective. But to be fair, women can have this quality too. I just can't confirm because I haven't dated a woman. What I want to point out with Legion is one of my biggest pet peeves, one of my triggers, is someone who talks the talk and does not walk the walk. Baby, you are not gonna sit here and tell me what you're gonna do. Gonna who? Gonna what? Not gonna me. So that, I literally hate that. One thing that anybody who knows me can tell you is when I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I have dealt with people in my life who have legioned me, got my hopes up, got me excited. And I don't think that in my situation, in my circumstances, these people were trying to manipulate me. I think that they were genuinely trying to get me excited for something that could have happened, but they couldn't guarantee it. And this was all communicated to me. However, it still hurt to think that something in my life was going to happen and it didn't, because it wasn't in my control. It took their effort too. So I feel that. And what that's done to me as an adult now is I have zero tolerance for it. You maybe get one chance to do something, to say you're going to do something, then don't do it. But that's really a trigger for me, to be around people who continually talk things up and never follow through. Now, you can typically see the kind of people who do this. And I say this with so much love and light because some of you might actually relate to what I'm about to say. But the all talk, no action person isn't just someone that you're dating. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes you are the Legion. You talk yourself up and you don't execute. You have so many things you want to do and you don't follow through. Don't be a Legion in your own life, Okay. And I think this is where we are the biggest legions in our own lives, because can't nobody let us down like we can. I'm telling you, because the only person that controls your fate is you. So I don't care who promised me what. At the end of the day, I could do it for myself because that's what I've promised myself. I follow through and I know that at the end of the day, I can bank on Bria. And I encourage you to become that bitch, because one thing I will say is no matter where I go in life, I'll always be able to stand on my own two feet, because I've never built a foundation where I had to rely on someone. Which brings me to my next point. Why are we relying on these ashy men? What are you doing? No, no, ma'am. No, man. Scroll. We're not doing that anymore. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm all about joining together to become one when you get married. Okay. But here's the thing. I'm going to need you to be one before you can be the little smoothie of one and two. I need you to be able to stand on your own two feet. So love you. But if you're looking to marry because you're looking for the money, or you're looking for the stability, wrong. Next, we ain't doing it. And I feel like part of this relationship with Risa Tisa and Legion was so, they were so dependent on each other because they got into all these false agreements together. They got into these toxic commitments. And she even had said something, I forget in which of the 50 fucking parts, but she said something about how she also stayed with him because she knew she couldn't do certain things on her own either, as did he. Clearly he did. But she also dealt with the bullshit because she knew there were certain things that she wanted that she felt like she needed him for. But that was an illusion, because baby, he wasn't going to do nothing for you. Okay, spoiler. But we've got to stop depending on people to complete the picture. You can be that for yourself. And I'm not saying you have to be hyper individualistic and not step into your feminine. But I am saying that before you find yourself a partner, at least know how to do it on your own. At least have the stability, have that savings account, have yourself and your shit together. Because one thing I will tell you is these men are crazy. I've seen it happen. They will up and leave for no reason. This, that, and the third. Men lie. Men cheat. This, like, we could go on. And you can think you found the love of your life. But obviously, we've heard horror stories from women about what can happen in marriages. Even when you think everything's going great. And I'm not saying that can't be flipped. Women do the same shit too. But what I am saying is have your stuff ready to roll. Have your little the end of the world package, whatever they call it, doomsday kit, because they're not gonna leave you out in the streets, baby. No, they're not my bestie. So we don't put ourselves in situations to be dependent on someone like that. And I get it, in this economy we gotta mesh finances and whatever, I get that. But at least have the skill set, the network, the resources, the community that could be there for you should the worst case scenario happen to you. Now we gotta talk about lies in relationships, okay? Everybody lies. A little lie, a little sprinkle here and there ain't a big deal. But what got me, because listen, when I heard this in Risa Tisa's story, I said, hell no, I would have been gone. There were many points where I said it couldn't be me. But one of the things that really got me was when he was hiding the bank statements and he was making a fuss about it and he got really defensive about it. Oh no, baby. One thing I know about finances is you're not going to fuck mine up. So if you have any kind of reaction, any visceral reaction to me asking questions about your money, see ya never. I felt like this is really relatable to so many, because finances is something we don't like to talk about, but we have to talk about it. If you're considering marriage with somebody, this is not optional. Everybody's finances need to be laid out on the table. And one thing I am glad about is when they went to the marriage counseling, that the pastor and the pastor's wife made it a big thing to have these finances be a point of the conversation, because finances will make or break your marriage. They will. It's one of the reasons people get divorced outside of other things, but this is a big reason too. So if you're going into the marriage with secrets and question marks and hopes and dreams and thoughts and prayers, you're right. And that's why the pastor and the wife said, y'all ain't gonna make it to the next year with this behavior. Because you're, look at where you're already starting. Look at how soon into the marriage you are. And it's already this unstable. And there's so much hush, hush, secrets going on. What got me with Legion, and God bless Risa Tisa for her patience, because it couldn't be me. I don't know how many times I could say that in this episode. But one of the most common things, I'm going to say this because AJ and I were listening to the series in the airport together. And I pointed something out to him with a liar, is that if someone is cheating, and out of nowhere they start blaming you for cheating, that's because they're projecting and they're actually cheating on you. I'm gonna say 9 times out of 10, this is what it is. If you have had no issues, if you have had no suspicions, out of nowhere somebody starts freaking the fuck out, I'm gonna need you to do some digging and some research and figure out what's really going on, because that is projection. That is the most obvious red flag that somebody is bopping around, okay? They always want to flip it on you. That's what manipulators do. That's what narcissists do. And they will gaslight you to think that you're a whore, or that your outfit is slutty, or that you flirt with everybody. First of all, ew, that's insecure as fuck, gross. Second of all, if you're coming out of left field with that behavior, you guilty as fuck. I'm straight up. But God forbid that you get in a relationship with someone who's already like that, who's jealous as fuck, always trying to police your outfits, who you communicate with and who you talk to. That is not a boyfriend. That is a cop. That is an op. That is a cop. And I don't do that. I don't, never in my life. One thing I love about AJ, okay, is I can be in an outfit with my titties out and this man is like, yes, slay. Okay, he is never like, you're wearing that? No, because I know the time and place. Like, obviously I'm not gonna wear something like that around his family, but if we're going out on the town, like, if you got it, fine, let him know who you with. Okay, because I have autonomy over my body, period. And just because we're married doesn't mean that gets taken away. I still have autonomy over my body. And some of these men in relationships particularly like to pretend that they have say-so over the things you wear, the people you talk to. That is not a healthy relationship. That it just isn't. Whoever you're with should be confident enough to be with you, or they are not for you. They can't handle it. They can't handle all this ass. So they don't deserve you. I'm sorry, I'm going to be so honest with you, but like, you should never have to teach a man to be comfortable in his skin. If he's going to have insecure behavior, that's not your problem. You're not Bob the Builder. That's not for you to fix it. It's going to drive you crazy because you won't win. You just won't win. And it's going to cause all these arguments and you're going to find yourself in a loop. And then what happens is their manipulation actually works sometimes, especially the more you go through this shit with them, the more you start to think you're the problem. And I hope you understand you were never the problem. They are, in their insecurities. That is a big no-no. What got me with Risa Tisa's story is how many occasions she knew something was up, had all the receipts, had the gut intuition, had the family members telling her something ain't right. And you know it's bad when your mama's like, girl, you know it's bad when your mama has to say something, okay? Now, some moms are crazy, but if you have a healthy mom that is pointing out something with your partner, red flag, okay? My thing is, why ignore the facts, the receipts, the signs? And I'm going to give you my theory with this. In Risa Tisa's case, I really believe Risa wanted more companionship than she wanted this man. She says she really liked him. I believe her, but I don't know if she loved him as much as she thinks she did, because you don't even know him. Hence the series. Who the fuck did you marry? So how can you love someone you don't know, right? But I think that Risa's fear of being alone caused her to be so just delusional to what was happening in front of her when she knew damn well. I mean, she had the intuition, the red flag, the ancestors were screaming at her, baby, wake up. What are you doing? Why are you staying with this ashy man who pees in Powerade bottles? Huh? You know he got skid marks. So what are you doing? Your body will tell you, okay? And I'm gonna say something that might be a little controversial here, but I want to tread lightly on this subject because, you know, I don't want to be insensitive to anybody. With Risa having complications with her pregnancy, obviously there are so many reasons why you could miscarry. I'm not saying that she had a miscarriage for this reason, but I am saying her body should not have been carrying a baby for him. And I think there are parts of her who understood that, because she even said she didn't know how this pregnancy was going to happen because she was so stressed out. That is a very tough condition for you to grow a baby in, a high stress situation. And your body is going to tell you. And obviously, babies are a blessing, right? But I think in Risa Tisa's case, she had some kind of divine intervention, that because if this woman had a baby with Legion, she would never be free from this man, right? So your body is talking to you, and I always say that. Your body is telling you what foods you should eat. Your body is telling you the people you shouldn't be fucking with. Your body is telling you when you're out of alignment or when you're involved in relationships that aren't serving you. And you can't ignore that, because your body will continue to kick and scream at you. I had a friend who could not have a baby for years, okay? She got a divorce. She married someone else. She got pregnant instantly. It could just be luck, okay? That is obviously not true for everybody, that it was the partner that was the issue. But what I am saying is she was stressed out. She was stressed as fuck with the first partner. And I think when she finally felt safe enough, her body was like, we're ready to carry a baby. And she got pregnant so easily. Now she's on her third kid. Hello? So how we go from 4 or 5 years of infertility? Her body was stressed, and she knows it too. She's like, she had gut issues, IBS, this, that, and the third. Your body is going to tell you. So we can't ignore the red flags. It might not just be your body, but your intuition, that thing in your head, that little nagging voice that Risa kept referring to. And we love to downplay that voice and say, what could it possibly be? I'm overthinking. Baby, if you have a thought that will not go away and leave you alone, that is not just anxiety. I'm sorry. So stop being blind to it. You are not SZA. All of you were blessed with intuition, and you have something that is looking out for you. And if you choose to ignore it, you will eventually find out in the worst possible way. It just made me reflect on parts of my dating history and the things that reminded me of them. They didn't have the Legion combo pack here, but they might have had like one thing here, a couple things there. I think some of us could see ourselves in parts of Risa's story, and I think, you know, there's other parts we really couldn't, and that's why it was so captivating. But, you know, the things that she's talking about aren't actually so crazy. I think most people just don't have every characteristic that Legion had, but some people have a few of them, or maybe one of them, or a couple of them. And I think that even if it was just one, some of these qualities are just dangerous. They're dangerous to you and what it can do to your confidence and what it can do to your psychological state. This is the kind of shit that can make you crazy, okay? And I'm so glad that Risa got out of her situation. But the honest to God truth is, some people never get away from these people. And just because he was a liar doesn't mean he wasn't an abuser. He was, okay? Manipulating someone, lying to them constantly is a form of mental abuse. And God knows if that was paired with verbal abuse, calling her this, that, and the third. I don't know. We weren't there for the fights. But what I can tell you is that it's actually detrimental to both people in the relationship to deal with someone who has these qualities. Anyways, I had to get on here and rant about this a little bit. And what I hope you do when you listen to Risa's story is, one, look out for these qualities in your partner. I know hers was kind of like an extraordinary, rare situation, but really think about, have you maybe been involved with people who have some of these patterns? Are you being blind to that? Do you need to wake up and smell the roses too? Maybe. And what I want you to have the confidence to understand is that being lonely is always going to be better than being with someone like this. Don't let your brain convince you that companionship trumps having a happy life, a stable life, a safe life. Because we know she couldn't be safe, happy, healthy, any of that in this man's presence. Because toxicity breeds toxicity, baby. And as long as she was with him, it was going to affect her. Here's the thing. You are who you hang out with. The person you were sleeping next to, I hope you admire them in some way. I hope they push you to be better. I hope they support you in every way possible. And I hope that you do the same for them. Because like attracts like. And whether you believe it or not, y'all gonna become the same type of energy. Maybe not have the same traits. That's why it's so important to choose wisely. And don't just choose because you don't want to be lonely. Now, I could be wrong why Risa stayed with him so long. But part of me thinks she really didn't want to be lonely. And she was looking to create a reason to be with him. You know, the flat tire situation. She went on a first date with him. On the way to the first date, her tire blows out. He comes to the rescue, fixes, and pays for her tire. La-di-da. She's like, oh my God, he's Hercules. Baby, that was probably a sign in hindsight. The angels were like, skirt, you ain't going. Blow out her tire. You know, sometimes you got to look at what's happening and see, did that happen on accident? Is this a sign? But I think that she was so ready to be committed to somebody is that a little gesture of helping someone fix their tire and paying for it. I mean, it's not a little gesture, but she ran with it. I mean, she was looking for that one reason and it didn't take much. They were damn near quarantined not much longer after that. So it really didn't take much. Her standards were on the fucking floor. So we have to be honest about that part, right? Don't be so desperate. I'm going to say desperate that you block out all the signs and signals. That, no. But one thing I'm very happy about with this story is that Risa Tisa is going to have a fantastic happily ever after. She is. Look at what's happening for her. I think this girl made over $86,000 in less than a week from her 50-part series on TikTok. I'm so happy to see a black woman blowing up like this on the app. And I really hope she finds the support in the team that can take her to the next level and make her a star from this. Because if anything, she deserves all the flowers and to make the best, the sweetest lemonade from this lemony situation. And I think she's got that. I hope somebody can get Netflix on the phone for her, Max or Hulu, whoever. If you got the contacts, I need y'all to help Risa Tisa out. This is so cool to see her take this situation and damn near make a career out of it if she plays her cards right. And I think she can do it. I know she can do it. Last I heard, she's on her way to Paris and London. She had dreams of going to these places, and there have been multiple people making videos saying they would just love to pay for her to go experience this trip. All expenses covered. So how about that? Maybe more of us should get on and share our trauma and hope for the best. But I just wanted to get on and talk to y'all real quick. It's your girl just trying to have a little chitty chat. I would love to hear what you guys think about this Risa Tisa situation. I'm going to leave a little box for you on the podcast so you can let me know. But man, this was a doozy. And this is obviously a surprise episode. I'm just like posting this because I felt like it, but I am so excited to hear what you guys think about this. If you like this podcast and this episode, rate it 5 stars. And if you're new here, I actually post new podcast episodes every Saturday. So make sure you follow this podcast, download the episodes, because we have fun around here. And I usually try to take common, relatable things we're going through and tie it together in a way that can make us better. Because I love you. All right, I'll see you guys next week.